going to be visiting with two folks that are joining us here that are very involved in the mayor's task force. As you know, it also the task force also includes Gary and Pottawatomie County, as well as Riley County residents and leaders in the community. On my side of the glass, I have Cheryl Grice, who is an institution of her own here at Manhattan and K-State. Cheryl, good morning. Let me push another button. Hi, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Appreciate you calling in this morning. And Brandon, you've got a caller on your side as well. We're certainly delighted to have both of you. This is the first time we've had two callers in here for our update. And, you know, there's a lot of information that is going on. And Sue, I want to visit with you first about some of the aspects for you as a pharmacist and some of the things that you are seeing with regards to, you know, the work that you do with a lot of people that are concerned about possibly having COVID-19.
Started developing. We did end up closing our lobby just to minimize contact. So we're able to operate through our drive-through and do delivery without any contact, and just finding more ways to minimize contact so that people are less concerned about possibly spreading an infection. So that's been, a big benefit to our population.
Are you keeping tabs on the numbers that are coming out of Gary County?
Yeah, we look at the updates as they come out, and luckily they have not grown too much. They've stayed pretty steady, so I think that makes everyone feel a little bit better.
What are you seeing from some of your customers? If they come in, do they seem a little bit more at ease with everything that's going on?
I think that they do feel more comfortable just having options to have things delivered to them or not have to come in and directly interact with someone, especially if they have risk factors or if they are around other people they don't want to expose. They just appreciate having the ability to not have to go around, go into a really busy store with a lot of other people.
I can certainly imagine. So we're going to now go over onto the other line. Cheryl Grice is joining us. And Cheryl, being on this task force is just another thing that keeping people informed and up to date and helping with some of the decision making with other community leaders, isn't it?
That's correct, Dave. And we want to ensure communication and awareness for the need to continue practicing social distancing, hand washing, and wearing masks when going out for appointments and running errands and that sort of thing. You know, Mayor Reddy has charged the task force to really communicate those efforts to the community and businesses. And one of the things I've done is reach out to our nonprofits. Because, you know, those are really another group of heroes that are on the front line of duty. And they are continuing to service the clients in our Glen Hills region. So we want to make sure that everyone knows that those agencies are still working hard. They've started early making preparations to make sure that things are safe and sanitized and providing masks for the volunteers and the clients and workers that come into those facilities.
Cheryl, you're involved in a number of nonprofit agencies, and are you hearing anything from their directors? Not only, I guess probably, you know, it's not just, you know, the people that they're working with and helping, but also the challenges that they may be having financially as an organization itself.
Yes, I have heard a lot of feedback from the organizations. One of the concerns that many of them have is the fact that their annual fundraising events have been suspended or canceled, and how they might have to redesign their goals as far as how that might look in the future, whether it's trying to do something virtual or scheduling it at a later date. So the need is there. That's something that is consistent with what normally happens every year, but with COVID-19, that has increased. You know, having individuals who have not been working or maybe have not gone received any unemployment benefits. So the concern and the need has increased for many in the community, and that's a concern of the nonprofits. In addition to funding for their normal functions, is individuals that are having difficulties right now Plus, you know, there's always the issue with masks. There's been a lot of donations for masks, but there continues to be a need for masks and for hand sanitizing. And we have several agencies that are working in the community to help with that, organizations such as the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. They are doing a lot of the organizing to reach out to resources that might have supplies or be able to order supplies to keep those agencies stocked.
That's Cheryl Greisch, who's a member of the Mayor's Task Force. And let's go back over to Sue Koloff from Koloff Pharmacy in Junction City. And Sue, can you address some of the activities and some of the concerns that you're seeing in Junction City and Geary County as to how we're moving forward and some of the challenges that you face there?
I think the challenges are just how do we reopen? When do we reopen? Do we have the equipment that we all need for everyone to feel safe? Just things like even recommending people to wear masks. I think that's a great idea. I think some people have a hard time finding those. And I know that luckily there's a lot of groups that are making masks and giving them away for free. But, you know, I know for us, even just trying to purchase some of the disposable masks has been a challenge because they're just not available anywhere right now.
Is there an organized effort to make and distribute masks in Junction City and Geary County that you're aware of?
There are definitely different groups that are coming together and providing supplies when they're asked for. It's been really great to see, actually.
All right. Do you have some words of hope or advice, Sue?
I think just knowing that it maybe will take a while to get back to normal, but just if, you know, we can all just try to do what we can to keep ourselves safe and get back to work as we're able to.
Well, we certainly thank you for your participation in the task force and the update that you have been able to give us. Bob Koppel arranging these interviews for us, and we're certainly appreciative of the work that you do and communicating. Is there anything else, Sue, that you'd like to add?
I just appreciate all the work that you're doing and with the task force, just trying to come together in this region and plan for all of the businesses and community how we can look at reopening and what that looks like.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we do, and we've been doing it for a long time, and there are a lot of folks like all of us here at KMAN that are doing the same in your community as well. So appreciate you joining us here this morning, Sue Koloff of Koloff Pharmacy in Junction City. And didn't you used to have a pharmacy in Harrington?
We did not.
Okay. Because that used to be my old stomping grounds, you know, so I just trying to make that connection, Sue. Appreciate your call.
Yep. Thank you.
Let's go back to Cheryl Greisch here and joining us here on KMAN for some continued COVID discussions. And Cheryl, I have not really been able to participate in listening in on some of the Zoom meetings that you've been having with the task force. What are you sensing? I know that there's a lot of frustration, a lot of folks that are trying to figure out, you know, what our next step is, especially business owners and restaurateurs. What are you hearing?
Yes, one of the things we want to do is really to make sure that all those organizations, those businesses have the resources as far as hand sanitizers and practices in place for the specific stages as we move forward and to keep that momentum going. So we have to be really careful, and the group is really concerned about communicating what that might look like and that everyone is trying their best to be safe. You know, we want to improve that customer confidence, so to get everyone back going, because one of the reasons we've been able to move to, through phase one is because we did such a great job during the stay-at-home order. I mean, this ministry did an outstanding job in that point. So we want to keep that going. So we have to make sure that we're practicing the directions and guidelines that have been given to us by the health department. There's a lot of information on websites through the Raleigh County Health Department, United Way, and also Region Reimagine. That website has guidelines and it has information, you know, it's covering all three counties, so the Scary County, Pike County, Pottawatomie County, or Riley County. So we tried to put a lot of information out there on the website for businesses, for individuals, for households, so that you know some of the measures that can be taken on a daily basis to communicate and educate everyone on how we can safely move forward as we reduce our risk of exposure to the virus that causes COVID-19. Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. And thank you to the listeners that have been interested enough to want to find out what they could do to make our community safer, keep it safer as we try to get back on track and prepare to go into phase two and make the entire community safe. And we'll get through this. We'll get through this together.
Cheryl Grice from K-State joining us here, along with Sue Kohlhoff from Kohlhoff Pharmacy in Junction City on our COVID-19 update today on KMAN.